So I'm looking for approval of the agenda.
So move.
We have a motion by Director Brown.
Second.
And a second by Director Stimson. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Note that Director Onetto joined the meeting and voted in favor. Anyone opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Public matters not on the agenda. Discussion item only. No action will be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject within the jurisdiction of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or a committee for a report.
I think we have a sound problem. We've got a whole bunch of shaking heads up there.
A recommendation, do we? Can you guys hear us? Pat, can you hear us?
I don't think so.
Let me text him.
That says they can't hear the meeting.
Okay. Can you hear us now, Pat?
Her.
I think they know something's wrong but can't figure out how to fix it.
That is very true.
I can hear you, Robin.
While they're working on that, Mr. Chair, just one thing.
Yes.
When we have these virtual meetings, usually we do a roll call vote to record all the votes.
You're correct. Yeah, we should have. We want to, approve the agenda that way. So,
I don't think approval of the agenda is that big a deal, but some of these items, I just think it's a good practice to follow.
I agree with you. It has to be done that way. Thanks for reminding me.
Can you guys hear us now?
Yes.
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 All right. Much for that idea. Do you want to go through roll call?
I think it was felt that we didn't need it for the approval of the agenda.
Okay.
It wasn't that critical. But for all of the other administrative matters that require a vote, then yes.
Okay, perfect.
Are we still waiting for people to get back online?
Yep.
No?
Nope. Everybody was online.
Okay, so can they hear us?
Yes, we can continue.
All right. So everyone can hear us. Let's move on to administrative matters. Number one, the minutes. Are there any corrections that need to be made? Yes. Yes. So let's go back to public matters not on the agenda. Discussion item only. Discussion items only. No action will be taken. Any person can address the board at this time upon the subject upon a subject within the jurisdiction of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for a report and recommendation for possible action at a subsequent board meeting. So, Robin, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that this will likely be my last Air District meeting. I'll be rotating off the Air District and on to other assignments with the city. And I'd like to introduce at this time my replacement on the Air District Board. That is Linda Rianda. She's in the audience today. Linda's a longtime member of the city council, current vice mayor. You'll enjoy working with Linda very much, I'm sure. And I'd just like to welcome Linda to the board and ask the board to do everything they can to bring Linda up to speed on current topics.
Great.
Okay. Any other public matters not on the agenda? Director Forrester?
Susan Breistad. Susan Breistad.
Susan?
Susan, would you go ahead and speak?
I'd just like to mention, I'd like to mention we haven't appointed committee members yet, but I have Bruce Smith joining the meeting, who might be on the committee.
Okay, thank you. Director Forrester.
Hey, Bruce there.
Yeah, just to note that, Armenia, that I think it was Sunday. I did some burning this last weekend too, legally. I got all my permits, but I saw on Facebook that people were saying, is it a burn day? Is it not? The line that they called was not operating, is what they said.
Okay.
It worked when I called it, both of the last two weekends. Somebody said, I believe it was Sunday, that it was not not working properly.
Okay, we'll check into that one.
Okay.
Okay, any other public comment?
Yes, I have some.
Okay, go ahead.
I just like to discuss for the record. Basically, there's been some talk about maybe restricting burn days in the county, and I guess it's been on next door. There's a push to restrict burning in the county by some people, but I've had a fair bit of correspondence from people saying no, it's a way to clean up the property, and some of their property is steep, and you know it's not even viable to haul it off. And then if you haul it off, hey, you're still burning carbon fuels, you know, petroleum, and a lot of the pine slash. Hey, Bassini Brothers is here. They do composting, and they say pine needles are just almost impossible to compost. Not impossible, but it's really hard to compost. It doesn't make a very good product, so it's not a good option. I know last year we had probably the worst air quality I've ever seen in my life. Actually, I'm sure it was, and we need to be able to keep burning vegetation in this county. It's one way a lot of people clean up their backyards, their places. And I think as far as a society, rather than having our military in foreign lands fighting foreign whatevers, I'd like to have them here in America fighting the vegetation. We need the army to clean up our forest. We got a lot of fuel out there. But fire is a good option that we have, and I'm not in favor of restricting what we're doing now. I think what we're doing now is pretty reasonable, works pretty well.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment?
I second that.
I agree also.
Okay. All right. Moving on from public matters to administrative matters, we were discussing the minutes. Are there any corrections that need to be made prior to approval?
Mr. Chairman, I have one correction I'd like to suggest.
Go ahead, Robin.
Item number 3, the emission inventory verification rule. After the action log, I'd like to add a sentence that reads something like this. Director Peters suggested to staff that Ray Kapai should be consulted to review the text before adoption. That's all I have.
Okay.
I'm okay with that change. I guess reflective.
Did you get that, Herminia?
I did, yes, sir.
All right. Any other corrections, changes? Okay, maybe we can go back to a motion again.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for those changes.
Okay.
I'll second.
So we have a motion from Director Anetto and a second from Director Brown. And I guess we have to have a roll call vote.
Jeff Brown?
Yes.
Bob Stimson? Yes. Frank Axe?
Yes.
Richard Forrester?
Yes.
Brian Onetto?
Yes.
We have Pat Crew?
Yes.
Robin Peters?
Yes.
And Susan Bragstad?
Yes.
Thank you.
So everyone voted unanimously to approve the minutes with minor changes. So let's move on to administrative matter number 2, election of officers for 2021, chair and vice chair.
So good afternoon, Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. And for this one, I would like to do it in one motion where we approve, where we select the chair and vice chair.
Okay, do we have any nominations for chair and vice chair?
Who are the city reps right now? Bob Stimson as Jackson, Robin Peters, Sutter Creek, Susan Bragstad, Amador City.
For the city of Ione, Tom Reed is no longer part of the city council, so it is... their new lady...
I'd like to decline because I might not be on the board.
Do you have somebody else in mind, Susan?
How about Pat Crew?
Well, I was thinking maybe Jeff Brown from Amador County can take one of those spots if he's willing.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's got City of Plymouth?
John Colburn.
I think John might. Well, he could probably still be on it. I think John may be going off though.
Now, being that we're in the...
Richard, you want to be vice chair?
With COVID, it's probably going to stay that way for a while. Why don't we just leave the officers the way it is this year?
With the exception of Tom Reed.
I'll second that.
All right. Well, how about if Jeff Brown then becomes vice chair?
Perfect.
Okay. And then we can change in the middle of the year if we need to. And he can assume the position of chair.
So we can make one motion to accept Chair Frank Axe to remain the same and then Vice Chair Jeff Brown.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion from Robin Peters. Do we have a second?
A second.
Second from Bob Stimson.
Okay.
Okay, can we take a roll call vote on that?
Jeff Brown?
Yes.
Bob Stimson?
Yes.
Frank Gax?
Yes.
Richard Forrester?
Yes.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Yes.
Robin Peters?
Yes.
And Susan Bragstad?
Yes.
Okay, so it's unanimously approved, so congratulations. Item number three, approval of the meeting schedule for 2021.
So, not other than the changes, our board meeting meets on the third Tuesday of every other month at 1:30, and I have dates for the months of March, May, June, August, October, and then the first meeting in 2022.
Are these roughly the same meeting dates as historically?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Move to approve the meeting schedule.
Second.
Okay. Did we have any public comment by chance? Okay, seeing none, hearing none. Okay, so we have a motion by Director Forrester, second by Director Brown. Would you have a roll call vote?
Jeff Brown?
Yes.
Bob Stimson?
Yes.
Frank Gax?
Yes.
Richard Forrester?
Yes.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Yes.
Robin Peters?
Yes.
And Susan Bragstad?
Yes.
So motion carries unanimously. Let's move on to administrative matter number four, and this pertains to the loan, I think in the amount of $100,000 to the Vicini brothers. And I read.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I have a conflict of interest with this matter, and I need to step away from the meeting.
Okay. Do you want me to text you?
Yes.
Come back? Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I'll just minimize the meeting and mute myself.
Okay. I will send you a text to your cell phone. All right. I was wondering, I read the memo, but could you remind us all of the backstory why they, because there was an issue that haven't been repaying the loan?
Well, a little bit of background. This did happen when I was on maternity leave, so lots of the details I wasn't involved in, and at the time I was just the admin tech.
Mm-hmm.
But in August of 2018, the Vicini brothers came up to the.
Try that other mic right there.
Is it?
Try this one and put this one down.
All right, let's see this one. I think that was to get muted. All right, let's see if that works a little bit better. Nope. So in 2018, the
Is our master volume too high? Test 1, 2. Okay, next time you can't have Jennifer leave.
Well, she didn't know how to use it either. Let's see. So in August of 2018, the Vicini Brothers LLC came to the Air District asking for...
I think if you just move away from the mic maybe a little bit, it might be better. We'll try that.
We'll try this. Nope. Doesn't like the voice.
Say, Matt, can you see, knock on IT's door and see if someone could come here? Okay, well, we're going to get someone from IT, and we're hoping that, do you want to use Chuck's microphone over there?
I could use it here.
The one Jennifer uses, I was just guessing they might work better.
Yeah, these ones don't seem to have the echo, so let me just move this way.
Yeah, do you want to collect your items and... we think so.
Hold on.
So we're promoting you to IT.
We'll go from here. From here, it doesn't seem to be squeaking at me. So, again, sorry about this. In August of 2018, the Vicini Brothers LLC came to Amador to requesting a loan to be able to purchase a new grinder due to the state ACTM requirements. Their grinder that they had was going to be out of commission, and they needed to be able to purchase a new grinder. At the time, they had been working with CAPCOA, with the state, to be able to get a loan or a Caramoyer program grant from there. That didn't seem to happen. And so they didn't want to lose the grinder that was at hand, and they needed to have the money to be able to put a down payment. So they came to the board, and the board granted them a loan of $100,000. It was due in, the full repayment of the loan was due in 24 months off the date of the contract got signed. And the contract got signed on September 5th of 2018. Part of the contract was that at the time, if they sold their old grinder, the money from the sale would come directly back to the Air District as repayment towards this loan. And if at the 24 months after disbursement, the loan was fully due to the Air District for payment.
But I think it was my understanding that the state wasn't going to reimburse them because they sold the grinder off, was that correct, as opposed to destroying it?
That was part of the Karamoya program, one of the initial grants. That's one of the guidelines, that if you're going to get a grant through the Karamoya, the old piece of equipment does need to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, because of not being able to go through the state, I don't know what happened to the old grinder, or if it's still on site, or if it got sold, or if it got destroyed. I don't know.
I think wasn't part of the issue too that they purchased a newer grinder before they applied for the funding. Wasn't that part of it?
Yeah, maybe
I believe
that was
so.
It.
Yes. Air district staff, at least what's left of the air district staff at that time, had very little involvement in it, so I don't know much of the details. I know that at one point, wasn't there an ad hoc committee established, and between Jim and two of the board members, which I believe it was Richard and Brian Onetto. I could be wrong, but we weren't part of those conversations.
Was there, has there been any attempt to contact the Cini brothers at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, they have a representative here, if you, and one on the on the line,
okay.
Too.
I'm
two of them. You want to let them speak?
Would you like to approach the dais and speak, please? And state your name, too. Uh-oh.
Hi.
We may have that same problem. Go ahead and give it a try.
We'll give it a try. I don't know if it's doesn't sound like it's even working at all, or.
Maybe is that.
Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Go ahead and try it, Tony.
Go ahead and try it. It seems like it's going to.
Working.
Well, it's not hissing or nothing or whining at me, so. Anyways, I'm not 100% prepared for this because I didn't find out until got an email late yesterday that we were even going to be on this agenda. Anyways, as you know, we opened St. Brothers to get contractors and property owners a choice on how to dispose of green waste and stump in a way to help the community to divert the waste stream. Not really know what we're talking about. I'll go ahead and circle around to this later. I wasn't in on a lot of the meetings, and we came in before the COVID happened to schedule a time in a meeting to discuss the repayment. And I, with everything that happened, I don't know whatever became of that. We came in and discussed it. It was a whatever it is, the before the agenda thing. Because we're having issues, and then this year already we've had issues with the State Water Board changing us from the SWIP plan that we were dealing with and putting us under a different classification. They hit us a lot of financial issues with that. Luckily, we've been able to work our way through. But we wanted to discuss the repayment options with you regardless, and we've lost track of time with what's been going on.
So has the old piece of equipment been sold?
Yeah, it was sold quite a while back, about the same time as we, well, no, it was about a year after we purchased the new one that we got rid of, the old one.
It
took quite a while.
Sold in-state or out-of-state?
Out-of-state. We couldn't sell it in-state because it didn't meet the tier requirement for the state of California.
So that was permitted by the state of California then, right?
It was permitted.
Okay.
At the time of sale, but it wasn't going to be renewed because it was a tier zero unit.
So the money from the sale of the old equipment, wasn't that supposed to go to the new equipment?
It was applied towards the loan on the new equipment, yeah.
Okay.
How much were you able to sell the old equipment for? Roughly?
Oh, shoot. I don't have the exact number in front of me. I believe it was around 75. We had to kept lowering the price on the thing because it just wouldn't move.
So 75,000?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I have to, like I said, I didn't even know what notes to go back to look into for what we were discussing today.
So was that 75 applied toward the $100,000 loan yet?
Yes.
So there's 25,000 left?
Well, it was applied towards the loan we had to take out to purchase the machine.
Okay.
Hey, whatever we do, I think we ought to make it easy And as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't be opposed to, if we can get by with doing it without being considered a gift of public funds, I wouldn't be opposed to forgiving some of this or classifying it as a grant, some of it, because you provide a service in the county that nobody else is providing.
I would appreciate that. And further, we have been consistent with our payments on the loan through John Deere that we got for purchasing new equipment, and probably within the next 6 months we'll have that loan paid off, and then we'd be more happy at that point. It'd be great if we could, instead of making payments to them, if we could send payments to you instead towards the loan that you gave us.
That'd probably be something we could look at, yeah. No, I think having you in the county is a real benefit. I mean, because I think you take a lot of stuff from ACES too, don't you?
Yeah. We were taking most everything from ACES. We've had in the last month kind of turn away some of the excessive pine needles that have been coming from Pine Grove, just as we got to do a kind of a percentage mix between different materials, so it'll be something that will actually compost and make a viable product. We have been in the past, yes, and we will be again.
Because I know, like, the rates in Kiefer, I don't know if they have, but they're being proposed to go out of sight as far as taking material to the Kiefer landfill, which is where ACES takes a lot of all the garbage and stuff. And so, yeah, I think having you in the county is a big benefit along that line. One people may not realize, but
hold on for just
still
a
is.
Yeah, the problem with the state of California is they're not giving anybody a chance to breathe in between implementing new rules and regulations and
no, like
costing more and more money.
We were current and everything was in place for our SWIP plan, which is our stormwater integration plan, where if anything went off site, we were supposed to have it tested, send in the test results. And then they came back and they hit us that all of a sudden we couldn't let any water go off site, had to have 100% containment, and that resulted in engineering fees and grading work and putting an infrastructure for recirculation of water. That is actually still ongoing because it's just a huge amount of work that's going into it.
Well, I would say your mistake is you should have went to the dirty laundry and gave some campaign contributions to a particular person in the state capitol when miracles would happen. I mean the French laundry part.
Yeah. Yes, we've heard of numerous, since they've changed regulations, numerous green waste recycling operations that actually have gone out of business because they couldn't fiscally manage overcoming the obstacles. Hmm. So we're fortunate at being able to make it happen. But it's been tight.
I'm wondering if we could postpone this and let every staff and the senior brothers get together and come up with a better idea than just trying to make a decision right now to our next meeting.
I think that's a great idea.
I appreciate that.
Is that a motion? That is a motion.
Second.
So we have a motion by Director Brown and a second.
Can you restate that motion again?
Yeah.
To postpone the
any action on
action it? Right now until the next meeting, so that Vicini Brothers and staff can get together and put a proposal in front of us.
Can we put a couple board members on that to work with staff? I was on there originally. I think were you on there too?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was the two of us. If you want to authorize us to sit on that again.
Please do. Okay. Please, I've added it to my motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a motion by Director Brown and a second by Director Aneto to have staff and supervisor or Directors Aneto and Forrester work with staff and the Vicini brothers to come up with a proposal of how we move forward and repaying the loan, and possibly looking into granting making part of it a grant as well. So would you have a roll call vote, Herminia, please?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeff Brown?
Yes.
Bob Stimson?
Yes.
Frank Axe?
Yes.
Richard Forrester?
Yes.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Yes.
Susan Bragstad?
I'm going to abstain because I heard about half of what went on.
Sounds good. Thank you, Susan.
So, motion carries, and almost unanimously, but I guess we had some audio problems. Mm-hmm. So I just texted Director Peters, so hopefully he will return to the meeting very shortly. And so we're going to move on to item number 5, which is the Air Pollution Control Officer's update. And you're going to take us through that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do we want to give Robin?
Yeah, let's. Actually, we didn't have any public comment on that. Did anybody from the public want to comment on there?
There's nobody on Zoom.
Okay.
We're doing?
Well, we're waiting for Robin to come back on. Robin, are you back on yet?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, he's back.
So for APCO updates, we've given you an update on Rule 428, our emission statement. Staff has been working on finalizing our Rule 428 emission statement. We have had staff from the California Air Resource Board review and a comment on our rule. In the weeks to come, we will be putting out a public notice and hosting a workshop with the sources affected by this rule. Our plan is to finalize this rule by our next board meeting and hold a public hearing. We've been working with Tuolumne, that they were the ones that helped us start with the rule with the rule language. And per Director Peters, once we get it finalized and ready to go, we will have Ray Kapai take the final look at it. CARB staff didn't have pretty much any edits on it, other than maybe a couple wording differences, but that was about it. The City County Agency Diesel Program, we got our first application for the year. The City of Ayllón is requesting to replace an old diesel grasshopper lawnmower. I am working with Todd Wakely to get this project moving. And so it will be the first for this year. Nope. We are offering the up to 75% of the project cost, up to $10,000. Our smoke reduction bin program, we had a very successful run of our free disposal days at the Pine Grove Transfer Station. We did an event in December due to the lack of rain. Our neighborhood program will be ramping up in April or May, depending on the weather. In addition to having the bin full-time year-round at the Sutter Creek Fire Station, we are also looking to put out another bin at the same location that we did at the Mace Meadow place. And we have talked to the groundskeeper there, and he's willing to keep an eye on it and make sure it's not misused.
You're talking about the golf course?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. That's not a good idea.
No.
We had our cleanup day up there,
mm-hmm.
and somebody decided, oh, you still need to collect stuff. So they threw a truckload of hazardous materials sitting out there in the cleanup area, which I had to take down to, and there was other stuff that people were just dropping off. So.
Okay.
They don't have a good fenced-off area to close it up.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. With this program, too, a couple months ago, we came to the board, and we were talking about the AB 617 implementation funds that we qualified for a grant through CARB. If that money I have a meeting next week with CARB staff to talk about the allocation for this coming year, but I believe that if we keep getting this type of grant, I will be able to amp up the free disposal days, maybe to having it once during the week and once during the weekend at the transfer station. So that's another possibility I'm looking into right now.
Yeah, I'd love to get a bin up there, but it just right there at the golf course, they don't get to watch it all the time. So, unless we find a fenced area that we can control it, it would go crazy.
Yeah, we've been striking down on finding a location upcountry for that reason, because it's very hard to find somewhere like Sutter Creek that's always keeping an eye on it, and they thrive with that bend. They take full ownership of it, and so we're trying to look for somebody close to Dominic that would be willing to take it upcountry, but we've been striking out. So
was any of
you guys have any suggestions, we're more than open, just let me know.
Is there one on Woodland Road?
The Woodland Road Association, they get their bend through the neighborhood program, and so they get it for 2 weeks. Jennifer usually always wants it in the month of July, so they get theirs there.
Okay. Thank you.
And then the last but not least is the financials through January 14th.
Are there any questions on the financials?
Mr. Chairman, I just have a quick comment.
Go ahead, Robin.
Permitting, I just wanted to point out how useful I'm not sure that it has this particular form has a name, but it's where the percent of budget shown for each line item. Very, very helpful, and I was happy to see it in this batch of financials. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from board members on the air pollution control officer's report and the financials?
I have something on the expenses by vendor detail. Most boards approve their expenses on a monthly basis, or at least like with ACTC has a committee, a financial committee of two people that at least review them on a monthly basis. And I've seen some audit reports where they actually recommend that if it's ongoing without review by the board, they don't look at that favorably. So it might be well to establish a process, I think for us it might just be review by the chair and vice chair of the expenses on a monthly basis, since we meet irregularly.
That would be fine with me. If you want to either email or sit down, we can just review it for 10 minutes.
Okay, perfect. We can do that.
Okay. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
But I'm not implying anybody's doing anything wrong. I've just seen some audits where the auditors are not comfortable without that regular review of the expenses and payments.
All right. No, I have no problem with that.
And do you want it on a monthly basis, like at the end of the month, and just go through all the bills that we paid and all the expenses for the area?
Yeah, like John Plaz and I on ACTC, just get them sent to us.
Okay.
We review them and give the nod that everything looks good.
Perfect.
Hopefully it's just a one or two pager.
Yeah, not that big. These ones come in a little bit bigger because it's from the start of the fiscal year all the way down to the current date. And so that's why it shows so many, but now, during a regular month, it's not that bad.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from board members? Is there any public comment?
Got the correspondence.
That'll come in. Is that still part of your report, the correspondence?
That's the next item. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I don't think we need any motion on on your update. So no. let's move on to the correspondences.
So last week, some of you received received an email from a county resident expressing his concerns about outdoor burning and wanting for us to put restrictions on burning like cities do. Some of his suggestions were only burning from 6 a.m. to noon upcountry. I emailed the individual back and I said that we take inquiries like these very seriously and that I would bring it up to the board for discussion. This individual took it upon himself and he posted it on nextdoor.com, trying to rally up support for these type of restrictions. And in return, over the weekend, I received various emails from upcountry residents. I emailed those all to you this morning. I got a total of 9 emails from upcountry residents, all against it.
I think I received a lot of those emails too. Sean's letter, he does say a few things, like during the cool late summer and early fall nights, notably an open, you know, when nobody can open the window because of the smoky nights, I don't think anybody should be burning at that time of year, you know, during the summer and, you know, in the even in the autumn. So Sean should contact the fire department or CAL FIRE on that. Also, burning of pressure-treated wood is not good. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but especially with some of the restrictions now on landfills taking them and the costs associated with that, but we can't do that. I myself burn a little bit. I had 3 burn piles this year, and I didn't set them all off at once. So I think it's important that, you know, we all be considerate, you know, just maybe, you know, do 1 pile a week as opposed to, you know, all at once, just to, you know, be, you know, cognizant and, you know, just kind of, you know, live up to your civic responsibility that other people could potentially be impacted by this. It might be difficult to restrict things from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Because they may do that in the cities, but the cities are very different and they have their own set of rules compared to the unincorporated areas. And I think that we, you know, you should cover your leaves so that they're dry, which I've been pretty good. I hope my latest leaf pile didn't all blow away, but I think it's important that we do try to be aware that there are people that have breathing problems and are impacted by potentially by burning, but it might be difficult, and people should follow the, you know, the burn day guidelines, which I do as well. So
I think on our end as the air district, we work really hard to strike that balance, understanding that people need to be able to burn because of the fire safety issues to keep their property clean of fire hazards, but then we're also looking to keep the air quality clean. So I think with regards to Sean, I'm thinking about maybe doing some more advertisement on the newspaper, maybe on the local radio station or the cable stations. It's a matter of educating people. You know, if people just get that little reminder of, hey, let's burn clean, let's burn hot, and let's not burn wet leaves, it goes a long ways. So,
yeah, that's another thing. Just having some wood or sticks on your pile helps, because that will help the leaves burn hotter and cleaner. So if it's just a leaf pile, so.
On the upside to Sean's email, though, it did bring up that topic of, because of the new restrictions that the state is implementing on pressure-treated wood, we need to keep that on the back burner, and we need to, right now there's nothing we can do about it, but we should stay on top of it, just because if things keep moving forward like the state wants it, we're going to have to start running, we're going to run into the issue of people burning this type of lumber, and we definitely don't want that. So I think in the future, if it becomes an issue, it's a red flag that right now we have time to start thinking about it.
I did personally put a complaint into the Cal EPA, you know, just to relieve some of my frustration, because it's going to happen, and they're making it happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is supposed to be Green California, but oh, wait a second, you're going to do this, and we're not.
Yes, exactly. So it is on our radar now, so at least we know about it, and it's not going to catch us by surprise later on down the line if we have to react to it. And that's all I have.
Do we have any public?
No. Any other comments from the board, or we'll take public comment as well?
One thing I will say, I think it's, if people try to burn dry material, it's a lot better as far as smoke. I saw a person had something one time that's pretty ingenious. He'd built like a metal grate that's kind of raised up, so you always got airflow underneath the pile, and it seemed to burn a lot nicer.
Yeah. People do their part. People do try. You know, I get people calling and saying, you know, I invented this so I could get clean burning, and, you know, I put air into it, and I put some people go as far as putting a blower into their flame or into their pile so it burns hot and gets the oxygen in. So, you know, it's just a little bit of educating.
Yeah, some people.
Reminders.
They put like one of those little portable blowers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They work pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
A guy mm-hmm. with a leaf blower on his pile yesterday. It was going quick.
Okay. Any other comments from the board or from the public at this point? Okay. Seeing none, hearing none, I guess we are adjourned until March 16th.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks, Herminia.
All right. Bye, all.
Bye.